up for the midterms. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The first polls close about 24 hours from now in the closely watched elections, but in some states, it may take a while to get results.
Polls open statewide in Pennsylvania tomorrow at 7 a.m. and close at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Then begins the counting, which could take a while. Pennsylvania officials aren't allowed to begin validating mail-in ballots until Election Day. There's also a closely watched legal battle over undated ballots. State law says that voters have to fill out, sign, and date the mail-in ballots. At issue is whether the votes can still be counted if they weren't dated. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court says for now they cannot be counted, but that county election officials are to set them aside and keep them. A lawsuit has been filed challenging that ruling. In Pittsburgh, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Georgia, voters are casting ballots for Senate, among other things, with Democrat Raphael Warnock, the incumbent, saying he's the best candidate for the state.
I have been sharply focused on economic issues from day one. It's the reason why I was proud to cast my vote and pass the single largest tax cut for middle and working class families in American history.
Republican Herschel Walker accuses Democrats of being disconnected from the people.
They're totally out of touch. You know, they've done this in less than two short years, and yet now they don't want to address any of the issues. And the reason they don't want to address them, they don't have a solution for them. They make excuses.
On Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, former President Trump's company is appealing a judge's decision to appoint an independent monitor to oversee its business dealings while it's being sued for fraud by New York's attorney general. Tyson Foods Chief Financial Officer John R. Tyson, a great-grandson of the company's founder, has been charged with public intoxication and trespassing after police say he entered a stranger's home and fell asleep in her bed. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A suspicious envelope containing white powder found at the headquarters of Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake.
No one was hurt as police and fire were called to the Phoenix building on Sunday after a staffer opened the envelope under medical supervision. Lake's campaign spokesman says the campaign's resolve has never been higher and they cannot be intimidated. Democratic nominee Katie Hobbs condemned what she calls threatening behavior and says she's thankful no one was hurt. This comes just a week after a break-in was reported at the Hobbs campaign headquarters. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A newly launched cargo capsule heading for the International Space Station has run into trouble with a solar panel. NASA says Northrop Grumman, which manufactured the panel, has told them there is enough power for Wednesday's rendezvous with the International Space Station. Amazon addressing criticism over not removing a controversial documentary from its platform.
Amazon revealing it's working with the Anti-Defamation League to potentially add a disclaimer to the page that viewers see before buying and renting the documentary Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. The ADL and the Brooklyn Nets sending a letter asking the company to address the deeply and unequivocally anti-Semitic documentary and related book at the heart of Kyrie Irving's suspension by the team. Irving benched at least five games for posting video of the film on social media and what the team saw as subsequent failures to properly apologize for the rhetoric. Kyrie formally apologized in a statement on Instagram Thursday, shortly after his suspension. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Black Adam, starring Dwayne Johnson, was number one for the third straight weekend, earning $18.5 million. A Japanese animated sequel debuts in the second spot, One Piece Film Red, earning $9.5 million. And the romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise, number three in its third week, with $8.5 million. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.